Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have to say, I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, of course, at the Natural Hair Fest, but what is really kind of jumping out at me this morning, I had the opportunity to meet a wonderful psychologist who has been really sharing her thoughts on this, certainly on the challenges of so much mental illness and so many things that are out there that have now become almost trendy to talk about, which I guess is a good thing in that way. But first, why don't you just remind everybody, introduce yourself and tell a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Courtney Ray. I'm originally from the Bronx. I am now living in Weehawken, New Jersey. I have a private practice, a Ray Psychological Assessment, and it's found at apamind.com, and I specialize in lifespan psychology. And I really have a lot of people from all over who come to see me and who are seeking some help because they are looking specifically for Black psychologists.
Now, what is lifespan psychology? What exactly is that?
So that means that there are some people who will specialize with geriatric populations, some people who specialize with pediatric populations, but I kind of do all ages, so from young people all the way up to our elderly population, our older adults.
Why is it such something that I'm noticing that is so, it's out there now? This used to be something, especially in the African-American community, that was very hush-hush. We didn't talk much about mental challenges, if you will, and certainly not mental illness and all that. But now folks are opening up. Is that good or what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's very it's refreshing to hear younger people when they talk about some of their challenges, that they don't have some of the burdens that some of the older generations have had traditionally, where it's been taboo to talk about some of these things. And I get a lot of young people who come to me for assessments for difficulties with school, because sometimes kids struggle alone because they don't understand that there's nothing wrong with them, that they are not broken, and that they can actually reach out for help. And so it's good when they talk to their parents and their parents are willing to bring them, or when I get young adults who are like in college who will come to get assessments to find out like, hey, is there something that can help me in these challenges? And they are willing, and I'm so happy to see that they're willing to get help.
I've got to tell you, there has been so much that folks don't realize. In my opinion, again, I'm a layman, but when I think about what folks are going through, and I say, my goodness, lack of inclusivity, all kinds of extraordinary, extraneous things that, especially politically speaking, and politicizing so much, and I think it's caused so many problems. And I think that's what folks are kind of trying to navigate.
Yeah.
So I'm going to blame folks out there, okay? But maybe it's not about blame.
Well, it's not about blame, but we do, especially as a people, have a lot of collective trauma, because when we see things happen to one of us, it is like vicariously affecting all of us. And so even if it's not somebody that you know personally, when you see some of these things happening, it still has an effect on you. And even, you know, we're here at the Natural Hair Fest, right? Things like inclusivity or excluding people of color. And I was just reading an article about like the actors in their the contract that they just got, and one of the things that they were negotiating for was hair and makeup that caters to Black people, because for a long time Black actors have not had the ability to get people who were there on set to do their hair. That's such a simple thing.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. What I'm going to say to those folks, you need to listen to the Hair Radio Morning Show, because, yeah, we just had Camille Friend, who was nominated for an Academy Award on our show. She was also in my last issue of Afrolock magazine. She did the hair and makeup for Wakanda Forever and The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
So the Hair Radio, this is where folks come to first.
Yes.
So we're so excited. From everybody, like I was just telling folks who've been on our show, from Dionne Warwick and Melba Moore Old School, mm-hmm. to Beyonce's dad, to the Gorilla Glue Girl doctor, to I've had everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody. If you were somebody in the hair and beauty world,
yes.
you dropped by the Hair Radio Morning Show, amongst so many others. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for taking a moment to share, because folks really need. We gotta get some help out here. Okay, so how do folks find you? Is that okay that you could share with their, with everybody?
Yeah, so my website again is APA Mind, so that's APAMIND.com, and I'm a race psychological assessment. So anyone who is in the New York City metropolitan area or northern New Jersey, come by and see me.
It gets no better than that. All right. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, folks. We'll be right.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Kerry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
It's time to rise and shine with The Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Hair radio.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show. Keisha McAllister,
hey.
Good morning again. Good morning.
Good
How
morning,
are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. We are just fantastic. Want to shout out to all of our amazing Hair Radio Morning Show fans. Afrolock Magazine, Afrolock Podcast, our amazing, incredible Hair Radio online community, the Vet Talk Radio Show fans, my own local community here right in New York City. I want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in. It's just great to always, always check in with Ms. Keisha McAllister all the way from California. So listen, good morning, Ms. Hairstylist of the day. How I want to talk a little bit about how the industry's coming along. Want to kind of bring folks up to speed on the hair and beauty industry. You know, we got to talk about hair and beauty here on the broadcast. So let's lead on in with Keisha McAllister. Now, you are a licensed cosmetologist. You are an entrepreneur, and I say pray-neur. We all do. Let's kind of lead on in with that. Where do you kind of see the industry? I know you've been in it for a while. So where have you noticed any shift in things? Because I kind of have here on the East Coast. But what about you? What would you like to say to that this morning?
Well, I think there is a shift, but I think it goes coast to coast. California just recently had Governor Newsom sign that bill into place where there's no discrimination for hair. And so that's black
the
women and women of color here. I think that's correct. So I see here in California, you see a lot more women wearing their hair more natural and more natural styles now, feeling the freedom to do so. But I'm also seeing the younger women who were natural basically for these last 15 years or so walking into relaxed situations. So everybody's trying something different. And we're starting to see people going back to finger waves and roller sets and things like that. And things like that. So I think it's just kind of going full circle. People are trying things. They're also trying to stay safe as they do try things with their hair. But we all know that the at-home stylist will make a mistake or two and have to come sit in our chair eventually. So
That's another thing where the at-home stylists, they weren't all that prevalent. Or maybe they were, but it was not something that we kind of talked about a whole lot. It really wasn't so much years ago. Now it's that the DIYers have just thrust everybody right front and center. And so that's what I think has kind of contributed to this big wave of change from my mouth anyway, about the industry.
They've always been there. I think it's YouTube and COVID really changed the game where they're kind of stepping out of the closet, so to speak, or the kitchen,
so to speak.
But no, they've always been there. They've always been there.
Wow. Well, I have to just tell you, Keisha McAllister, it is always a pleasure to chat with you right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yeah. So now I have to first, I want to turn a little bit to Afro Lock Magazine. gotta get this on out there. We are so proud to just really bring everybody up to speed on what's happening. Everybody know we've been working very hard on Afro Lock. And, people have been looking at the beautiful photos and the graphics that we have laid out on behalf of Afro Lock. Let me just bring everybody, for you guys who are just tuning in or you're just hearing of Afro Lock today, let me first spell it for you. It's AFROLOCK.
Yes.
So it's afrolock.com.
Lock it in.
Or you could go to afrolockmagazine.com, whichever way is totally your call. And what that does, it brings you to our beautiful website, which talks about the benefit of Afro Lock Magazine. So you may see things about hair and beauty that will be coming up in the next issue.
Yes.
You may see some special topics that we'll be talking about. You may have your own topic that you want to contribute to, and you'll be able to do that all at our website. Again, afrolock.com, afrolockmagazine.com. So what I'm loving about this, Keisha, now my guest today again is Keisha McAllister, longtime Hair Radio Morning Show contributor, Afro Lock Magazine, one of our top hairstylists, who you'll be able to read about each month right in Afro Lock
magazine. So we're so excited to be chatting with you. You see how is that not something, Keisha? Your world has just expanded.
For real.
Yes. I'm like, wow. You never knew this was coming.
Never knew it.
You knew
it. Just trying to hang on.
And, well, you know what? This is the thing. When a lot of folks have said, well, Carrie, you know what? I thought this was just going to be a little interview or something like that, and you just changed my whole world with everything that you're doing. And that is the best thing, that I take that as such high praise. Because you never know. Like, a lot of hairstylists are always, I want to get from behind the chair. I want to get from behind the chair, behind the chair, behind. Mm-hmm. That's all I hear. So I get it, and I understand it. And it's not that the hairstylists I've chatted with don't love what they do. They do.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just looking to build upon that and see where it takes them. And do you feel that way? And what do you have to say about that, Keisha?
You know, up until doing that first spot, I was actually very comfortable behind the chair. I love doing what I do. It actually brings me joy. But my body is saying, it's time to move forward.
Hold it up.
You have you've got to. It's time to move forward. And I know you're comfortable here, but no, there's more. So I'm excited about more. And thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Well, listen, this is just the beginning. It is. And what you're doing is inspiring hairstylists and barbers, the hair community for that much, from coast to coast. So please don't ever forget that. And I don't want to kind of make you feel nervous there, but you're talking to folks literally all over the world. And we've got the receipts. You're talking
everybody.
To our folks. Yes, because we have amazing fans who are over in Nigeria. We have amazing fans that we don't forget about who are in Ghana. We have amazing fans down in Australia, shouting out Catherine Rondebell, who's a dear friend as well. We're shouting out friends in Europe, in the UK, and all over. And me, before I got in the hair business, I had already traveled through the airlines. So I've been to a lot of these places, and hair and beauty just takes on. It has its own literal life, so to speak. And so, folks always say, well, why did you create it? Well, this is why I created this. And to make a platform that's home to folks like Keisha McAllister, the original Lavender Beauty Lady, all the way from California. So we just love
Kelly
it.
In the house.
So now, yes, exactly. So I just want to say we've also had some fun. We've done the Ask a Hairstylist, which I'm thinking, okay, we've got to figure out what we're going to be doing each month for AfroLock Magazine. But I have to say, we've got to have you front and center. So we're looking forward to it and continuing with your brand. Now, what advice? We've got to ask you this, Keisha. What advice do you give to the young hairstylists, the folks who are just starting their career in the industry? What advice would you share?
Well, I'd probably say a few things. First, I remember my grandmother, who was a retired hairstylist, telling me that there was no retirement in hairdressing. And I didn't take heed or even pick that apart as to saying, I need to develop a retirement plan if I'm going to do this. Because here I am dealing with some health issues here and there, and a retirement plan in place would have been perfect at this time. So I would encourage them to create a way of escape if they have to, and prepare for either sickness or retirement or early retirement, and have a plan B, you know, have a plan B and C in this business, where you can rest your body or not work so hard, or maybe just work projects and join teams. But learn how to be congenial, learn how to be cordial, learn how to be professional on set, behind the scenes, behind the chair. It is so important. That's how you get people to trust you, whether you're doing their hair or they want you on a style team. It's very important to learn how to talk to people. So learn how to talk to people and get a retirement plan.
Wow. Well, I think that is sage advice. It really is. It is sage advice. And I have to tell you, I have long wanted to do this, and it's been something that's been on my heart for many years. And that is to help hairstylists, wherever you are on the spectrum of hair, you know, Hair Radio More, the Hair Radio Show, the Hair Radio Morning Show, all of what we do, Afrolock, Afrolock Magazine, everything that we're doing, we are in the middle. We want everybody, wherever you are along the spectrum of hair and beauty care, we want you here. This is about conversation.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit bring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, set off with bows of party. Christmas tree, have a happy
Let's go ahead and get things moving with your topic for today. So I'm super excited about this. It's kind of a loaded topic, so to speak. It's a big topic out there, and it's very current and very relevant. So, Michael Hopkins, what is it all about? Take it away.
Terry, today's topic is 5 overlooked PTSD secondary claims.
Wow. Now, listen, we have got to break this down. And it's a lot of, I say it's a lot of unpacking for folks.
PTSD is
something, right? PTSD is something that we hear a lot about these days, and it affects folks in many different ways. It's largely out there in the general public as well, in civilian world. It's incredibly out there with regards to the veterans, and I know you're going to break it all down for us. But first, Michael, again, remind everybody one more time what the PTSD stands for again and what it's all about.
Carrie, PTSD stands for post-traumatic stress disorder. That is the definition of PTSD. And, you know, you're absolutely right. Not only in the military world is PTSD prevalent, it's also prevalent in the civilian world. It's just that, you know, in the military world, Carrie, it has over the last 50 or so years, it has just taken on such a new meaning as far as with veterans. It's always been there, Carrie. Believe it or not, Carrie Hines, PTSD goes all the way back to the Civil War, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, it goes
ago.
Right. It had different names to it. It would be shell shock. It would be combat fatigue. It would be names like that, and a lot of the GIs were familiar with that over the years. They were familiar with these terms. But it
not to interrupt you whatsoever, but I don't know about folks, but for me, I always hated those negative terms like that. I don't even like to repeat those terms because, to me, the veterans deserve so much respect. Whatever they were dealing with or continue to deal with, you know, I grew up hearing those negative terms. I've heard them as a kid, and I was never comfortable with them then. And I am certainly not comfortable with them now. So thank you for, you know, going through this and shedding the light, you know, shining the light on this topic. I'm sorry, but I have to jump in.
And it's true, Carrie. And it's true what you're saying. It had such a negative connotation, and I'm glad you brought that up. With veterans back then, those words had such a negative connotation to them till they didn't want to be associated with those type of terms. And you're absolutely right. You know, we don't even use those terms anymore as far as dealing with veterans. That's why it's PTSD now, and everybody can relate to it. And they know it's a different connotation to it. And actually, just the kind of a general definition of PTSD, as I said, it's post-traumatic stress disorder. And it develops in some people who have experienced a shocking, scary, or a dangerous event. And, of course, many veterans experience these events during their time in the military. And believe it or not, PTSD, there are two types of PTSD that a lot of people don't really talk about. We all talk about the combat aspect of PTSD. That is the main one that everyone associates with. They know about it. They've seen somebody that was in combat and how they act and all that. However, there is a non-combat PTSD.
Really?
And a lot of people don't. Right. There's a non-combat. You don't have to be in combat. It can be some type of dramatic issue that happened to you, especially we're talking about veterans. A perfect example of a non-combat event could be a training event that a veteran could witness an injury, the death of one of their fellow service members, and that would be considered non-combat.
That's right. But that
has the same effects, Carrie Hines. Isn't that something?
Sure. Well, sure.
It's
like,
wow.
It's a part of,
I can see that.
Well, Michael, I just wanted to let everybody, again, just be reminded, you're covering this topic today, and this is, again, huge, and I'm so proud of you for doing the work. Again, this is on PTSD and just incredibly so. So, Michael Hopkins, what do you have at number five?
Carrie, at number five, we're going to be talking about weight gain as an intermediate step.
Okay.
And you're probably saying,
from five to number one today. Just want to make sure
that's
clear. So
right.
You say number five is weight gain.
Weight gain, and we're using it as an intermediate step.
So what does that mean?
I'm glad you said that, Carrie. A lot of times, and, the question is this. People are saying, what the heck does weight gain have to do with PTSD? I don't get it. Most people say, I don't get it.
Right.
Well,
I'm raising my hand right now, Michael.
Yeah. Would you believe, Carrie, that many veterans experience eating disorders due to their PTSD?
Wow. How? That's amazing.
Wow. A lot of veterans don't think about that. We hear these certain terms all the time. One of the terms we hear all the time is what? Anorexia.
Oh,
yeah. And it actually is anorexia nervosa.
Yeah, right.
Right. We hear that all the time. Now, when you think about it, if you had a traumatic event, like I said, there's PTSD non-combat. And you had some type of traumatic event, and the next thing you know, it could be binge eating. That's another one. And then people have bulimia.
So
nervosa.
All of that has to be the opposite. And all
right,
of that
the opposite is, of that anorexia where they're just not eating. And we've seen that. We've had famous stars, musical stars, that they suffered from anorexia.
That's right. That's right.
Right. We've had that, and it's the same thing with veterans. They could be suffering from it, not know it, and nobody's really paying attention because you don't associate it with it, either weight gain or weight loss. The way it becomes weight gain, Carrie, if they gain a lot of weight, and what does gaining a lot of weight do to your joints?
Sure.
It's stress on them, doesn't it?
A whole bunch of stress,
Well, and you wind up, arthritis, Carrie, heart problems, hypertension. It just goes on and on, and it comes from what? That traumatic event that you went through. And people, we've seen that in some people where they binge, they eat. And they eat and eat because that's masking or covering up other issues.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, military people go through it all the time.
Wow.
It's like nobody. Isn't that something?
Countdown today, Michael.
Wow.
Goodness.
I mean, this is a isn't it, Carrie?
It is huge. I appreciate that. Well, Michael, what on earth could be at number four on your countdown? Wow.
Carrie, At number four, we are talking about OSA, or better known as obstructive sleep apnea. When you're having those episodes, and most people say, well, what's that got to do with sleep apnea? What's that got to do with PTSD?
Exactly.
Many mental health issues. And let's just go back and let's talk. What is obstructive sleep apnea? It's basically what, Carrie? You stop breathing. You have problems with your sleep while you're sleeping, and that affects other parts of your body and all that. It does that. Sleep apnea also can lead to what? A depressed mode or mood, increased stress, higher anxiety, major depressive disorder. All because of what? Sleep patterns, lack of sleep, or you're gaining weight. And it's all of this comes from what? PTSD. The after effects of it.
Wow. And again, that's amazing, Michael. But you hit it on the head. Depression, anxiety, the list goes on and on and on. Just incredible. And these are not always easy to figure out. Because again, you may not know if you unless you have like a spouse or somebody there that can kind of help you figure that out in terms of OSA, you may not be aware and certainly won't see the correlation with PTSD perhaps. So Michael, this is important.
It's very important, Carrie. Out in the field, I see this a lot when I'm dealing with veterans. As an accredited claims agent, and I'm interviewing veterans for claims for compensation, I see so many of this all the time, these issues. I see these issues. And when I'm talking to the veteran, or if I'm talking to the veteran and the veteran's spouse, and I begin to ask questions, I get painted a very good picture of what they're going through. I get an excellent picture. So I know how to approach their claim. I have a strategy. But, sleep apnea, that's one of the things that is called like a silent killer because of the after effects of it and the mental health aspect of it. If you don't get enough sleep, Carrie, how are you? What's going to happen to you?
I can tell you that right now.
You can attest to it, can't you?
Yeah, I certainly can. And it makes sense, Michael. And that's why we want to remind your fans that this is very important. And I have to say it is important. You're completely affected by sleep patterns, as you brought up, or lack of getting your proper sleep and having some kind of obstruction. In the way of OSA, which is obstructive sleep apnea. It's just amazing. So thank you,
Michael,
making that connection with the PTSD. Incredible.
Right.
Well, just to take a moment to remind everybody, Michael, you are an accredited claims agent. I say an ACA. A reminder to folks, that means that you're able to help navigate the claims process. You're able to help with the disability claims for veterans. Why is this so important for you to do, Michael?
Carrie, the reason why it's so important to me, I see so many veterans out here like myself, and we suffer in silence, Carrie, because we have these issues and we don't talk to anybody about it. We just don't. We don't communicate. A lot of us, we don't go to either the VA hospital, a private doctor, even urgent care, Carrie. Sometimes we just tough it out. We don't go. And then all of a sudden, we have these issues, and we can't figure out where these issues come from. Or when we were on active duty, different generations of military, we were basically told, you live with it, suck it up, you're going to be okay, drive on, what are you, a little wimp? you know, you just be a man or be a woman, do this and that. Now, a lot of us are finding out in the latter part of our years here on this earth, we have issues that stem from military service. And that's why it's so important for me to get the word out, so important for us doing this show, because I just want to get the word out so we have people going to the top.
You're doing the work, my
soul. I love it, Karen. As you always know, I'm so very passionate about this for veterans. I'm very passionate about this.
Yes, and I've got to say, that brings us all the way to number three on this PTSD. I call it the PTSD countdown. So really great stuff, Michael Hopkins. So take it away at number three, Michael.
Number three, Carrie, we have gastroesophageal reflex disease.
Oh,
that sounds better than calling it the other name, Carrie.
Yes, that does it. GERD.
Yes, GERD.
Wow.
And so many military people have it and don't realize.
Just remind everybody again a little bit more about it, Michael.
Pretty much, GERD is pretty much, on the civilian side, you would call it like acid reflux disease.
Yes.
Upset stomach, things of that nature. That's what, as a civilian, you would call it.
Yes.
And
wow.
We get that all the time. And once again, Carrie, most people are thinking, well, what's that got to do with PTSD?
Exactly.
A lot. It has a lot to do with, because guess what? If you have PTSD, you have something what's called a stressor event, or it could be several stressor events that can come and go. When you're in a stressful situation, you're in some type of panic mode, or you're depressed or angry, or any of those things with your mental health, it can trigger that upset stomach. It can trigger it. It's been known. It's been medically known that this happens. And it happens to so many veterans, and they can't pinpoint it as to what the problem is. And once it's pinpointed, you know, it's not easy. We're not medical professionals.
Right.
For the most part, we're not in the medical field. We're just another veteran. We go to medical professionals for help. And then that's when we find out, wow, you mean to tell me every time you think about this event, all of a sudden you notice your stomach is upset?
Wow.
Uh-huh. Maybe that's the problem.
Well, Michael, I think that you're shining the light on this, and it'll at least put this in the back of the minds of the veterans, you guys out there listening and tuned in. And even the folks who, you know, may have friends or others and other family members who are veterans and stuff, this is, at least can be in everybody's, you know, on their radar. So, Michael.
Very much so.
Wow. Number three and GERD. That word. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
One and a half. Oh, yes.
That's
yes.
A word, Michael. Okay. So. Number two, everybody. We have got down to number two. Okay, Michael, take it away.
Number two, Carrie. This is one that's really overlooked. It's the medications that you take for your PTSD.
Hold it. Let's make sure we got this now. The medications that folks are already taking for the PTSD.
Very much so.
Explain.
Those meds that we take when we have mental health issues, those meds have something called side effects. We see this all the time on TV, don't we?
Yeah.
If you take XYZ 1-2-3 pill, here are the side effects. Sometimes they're in plain English, where we understand the side effects. And sometimes while the music is playing and the dancing people and all this stuff, and they mention the side effects.
With the pretty purple flowers.
Uh-huh, and it looks so good. They're with their family.
Yeah.
They're sniffing, like you say, they're sniffing the flowers. And,
yeah.
Yep, and we forget to hear that part. Okay, well, if you take this, it's the possibility you'll have triple bypass heart surgery, and you're going to have, I mean, you know, wow. But it's the same thing with veterans. We're taking these medications to help us cope with the PTSD. And when you look up again, it leads to other issues. It could be weight gain, Carrie. It could be weight decrease. It could be nausea. It could be diarrhea. It could be insomnia. It could irritate your anxiety. You could even have drowsiness and dry mouth, believe it or not.
So, in other words, there could be a laundry list.
Yes, very much so.
Side effects that can emanate out of the different medications that you may be taking. Wow. Big Michael.
Yes.
So,
very,
okay, Michael,
very.
What should one do then? Should they research the different medications? What steps should they take?
One of the first steps, Carrie, when you're a medical professional is giving you medication, one of the first things I suggest that a person does, ask those critical questions. Does this have side effects? What are the side effects? You have to know. You have to know, because what if it says don't operate machinery, and there you are operating that buzzsaw or that miter or whatever.
Not a good idea.
Says don't drive, and guess what you're
don't
doing
drive,
from the hospital?
Please.
You're driving.
Yeah, don't
you know,
drive.
You have to ask. Another thing, as you said, with research, Carrie, foolish as it may seem, the container that the med comes in, guess what it has? Instructions.
Oh, yeah, you got to read.
Read the instructions. If you don't understand, go to a pharmacist, go to a medical professional and say, hey, look, I don't understand what this says. Can you read this to me and explain it to me, please?
Michael, that's so important what you just said.
Very important.
I've got to admit, I remember as a youngster not reading, taking the time to read medications. I thought I knew, oh, I could just take this and no. Oh, my gosh. I almost caused so much bad things by not taking it seriously that you got to read. So, please, you just hit it on the head. Read, and get the help that you need. Great advice. Very much so.
Okay.
Well, Michael, it sounds like it's time for that reminder of these incredible items on the countdown before you get to number one.
Carrie. Very much so, Carrie. And it has been, this has just been so incredible today, Carrie. Really, I've enjoyed this. Just to explain this. And you know, Carrie, at number five, we talked about weight gain and its intermediate steps and the issues that weight gain can cause due to PTSD.
Oh, yeah.
We also, at number four, we also talked about sleep apnea, better known as obstructive sleep apnea, and its effect on veterans with PTSD. Number three, we talked about GERD, or that gastroesophageal reflux disease, and its effect on PTSD.
Yes.
Medications was number two, and the side effects of medications. Wow. Carrie. Wow.
Yes.
Just wow. But you know what? You know what, Carrie? It was one item that It was really an honorable mention when I did my research.
Oh, I know where you're going with this, Michael.
Yeah.
So there is, you know, kind of like what Kasem used to
say. Kasem, yeah, one of my favorite guys.
There's always an honorable mention on the countdown.
Yeah.
And that's where there's one item that you didn't add into your five countdown today. So I love that you take a moment to pay a little bit of attention to maybe something that should have been on your list. So that's what the honorary mention is about, I believe.
Very much so, Carrie. Very much so. The honorable mention is IBS, better known as irritable bowel syndrome. Sometimes you see them together with GERD. Some veterans are rated for both. Some veterans are not. But irritable bowel syndrome continues to plague many veterans who have PTSD.
Wow.
Yeah, it really does. And it just, it messes with your gastrointestinal tract.
Wow.
It can give you things like gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation. You could be cramping up. You can have abdominal pain. And all of that does what, Carrie? It affects your mental health.
Exactly.
It can trigger things.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Michael.
It's just like, wow.
Well, great honorable mention today. All right.
Oh,
well, now,
yeah.
Michael, you have finally arrived at number one. Please take it away again on this PTSD countdown.
You know, Kay, we definitely have to either get the drum machine or the synthesizer when we get to these number one.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to do it. Got to. But you know, Carrie, number one talks about headaches. And once again, people, wow, headaches, PTSD. How does that fit? Well, Carrie, believe it or not, many veterans suffer from migraine headaches, that was very debilitating headaches. How are they? And sometimes the veterans with PTSD with these headaches can be daily. They can get triggered by PTSD, believe it or not. Some veterans also carry, believe it or not, some veterans have traumatic brain injuries along with their PTSD.
Wow.
And that triggers what? Migraine-like headaches. Depending on the trauma that they went through, there could be an increase in headaches just due to them being what? Depressed.
Exactly. And this is really big to me, Michael.
Yes.
Because
very big.
They may not think about it like that. It's just not going to occur to me. So this is huge. Wow. Well, Michael, I got to say, when it came to talking about a topic like PTSD, and you, my friend, will be really taking a look at this on a regular basis because, again, it's something that's so big that's out there that's happening, you know, in and out of the military. But the effect that it's had on veterans has been just, to me, it's been alarming to hear of all of this. So listen,
I just want
to say thank you again, Michael. And what are some things that you can, you know, if there's something that that you want the veterans to take away from today's information, what would that be?
What I'd love them to take away with this, Karen, the first thing is you're not alone. You know, if there are other veterans, there are medical professionals out there. There are people out there that care about you as a veteran, and they understand what you're going through. Also, seek help. If you need the help, there's no shame. A lot of us have shame and pride. That's not what this is all about. This is about seeking the medical help that you need for you, for your families, for your the generations after you. This is about you, the individual veteran. Back to you, Carrie Hines.
All right. Michael Hopkins, I just want to say thank you and also take a moment to salute our veterans always. This very broadcast and everyone that we do here. So thank you. Awesome job, Michael Hopkins. And again, so Michael, how are we, what are you going to send everybody off with? Any encouraging words?
Very much so, Carrie Hines. It's all about the vets here on the show. It's about their families. It is about the people who support our veterans. And you don't have to be a veteran to listen to, understand, and help other veterans.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day.
Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Thursday morning, December 14th. Thursday, December 14th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines, and yes, it's our second hour going, I guess we're moving along this morning. Lots to get into, lots to unpack. Let me bring to the line my co-star, the co-host of the Hair Radio Morning Show, Queen of the AM from Central Time Zone at Water Valley, Mississippi, Nicole Marie. Good morning officially, even though it's mid-show. So good morning to you, Nicole Marie, GM, and all that wonderful good stuff.
Yes, good morning and happy mid-show.
Yes. Yes, yes, we are moving along today. It has just been a very, yes, it's been a great show.
I have
thoroughly enjoyed it. Yes, well, what did you enjoy?
I love the Christmas music. Hey, I love the Christmas music this morning.
I thought it would be good to get that on. That was all good. Yes, and really good stuff. I love the Christmas, and one of my favorite new songs that really is an old song, which is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee.
Right.
You guys heard it this morning. It kind of perks up
your ears.
It's
moving this morning. It does. It's
well,
moving.
Yes.
You can't listen to the song
really
without dancing a little bit.
What was that, Nicole Marie?
I said you can't listen to the song without dancing a little bit.
Well, that's true. And let me say, you guys may have seen the story because it came across my eyes online. And I remember the hearing of the song because it's in a lot of movies. A lot of movies have this song. And so I heard the song before, of course, but never really knew the story of Miss Brenda Lee, who had recorded this song famously as a young teenager. She was a young teenager when she recorded this song. And I just found out about it again recently when it hit number one on Billboard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so quite an accomplishment for this, you know, this lady who is
wonderful.
She's the oldest to hit the number one. I mean, if you got to have a record, she has to be the oldest.
Wow.
But anyway, I'm so proud of her and so happy for Ms.
Brendan
Lee. Yeah, even Mariah had to send her over a little, congratulations basket. I thought that, you know, and it's such a, like you said, it's a bouncy song, and it kind of just, you know, picks you up a little bit. You guys are hearing it in the background, and I just love it. Yeah, it just makes you get up and, like you said, it makes you get up and kind of move a little bit.
Right.
So, lots of good stuff. Yeah, well, I love that song, and I love today our playlist for this Thursday morning includes, of course, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree by Ms. Brenda Lee. The Christmas Song by Donny Hathaway is on the way. We've also had a little unofficial, yes, me too, and an unofficial tribute to Ms. Deborah Cox, who kind of voices in a little bit Whitney-ish, you know. She's worked with Whitney. Remember, they had the big song, same script, different cast, that was written by Montel Jordan, who was on our show. But, yeah, this is really, really great. So our Deborah Cox playlist today includes Things Just Ain't the Same, Nobody's Supposed to Be Here, and Who Do You Love? So all that's coming up today in our music playlist, since it is Throwback Thursday, and I'm loving it. And so I just thought I'd pass along that. Yeah, so it's a great show. Now, also, we kind of led in this morning. I don't know if you heard this, but we opened up with a very special interview by Dr. Court. Well, she's a psychologist in the New York area, and I had a chance to meet her recently at the Big Natural Hair Fest show, and I thought it would be great. I'm going to see if we can get her to make some regular appearances because I woke up, like, in the middle of the night. I was thinking, I said, you know, there's a lot of talk now. It's almost fashionable to talk about mental health and things, and I just thought we should devote 2020. It's critical, and we should devote 2024 to this foundation of making healthy, not just healthy hair, but healthy minds. So that's the foundation I'm looking to start, where we are making a connection between the two and linking that just for the betterment of our community. And so I'm going to look into all of that. Yeah, we want 2024. We're always looking to make today better than yesterday.
Better.
And so that's my thing. That is to constantly, I think we were put here to touch the lives of others in a positive way.
That's it.
No matter how much it seems like it's the opposite when you turn on the TV each day and you're met with negativity and crazy behavior from folks that we have no control over.
Exactly. There's a lot of positive out there. We just don't see it. They don't show that.
There's enormous amounts of positive. Well, because, I always say that a lot of this is, again, our megaphone, our voices are kind of, you know, muffled. And that is, again, because the media, guys, listen to this, the media controls almost 100%, almost, so it's in the 90 percentile, of what we see, hear, and think through whatever messaging they put out. Now, the media, so you have about 15 companies who control all of that 90%, only 15 companies. So obviously they're not run by folks of color. And what you've got is a messaging that folks put out about our community that's not exactly our message. It's not our message at all. It is a discourse that is put out for whatever reason. And so this is what contributes to all of this unrest. This is what contributes to folks feeling like we don't have a voice, because it really is not an equitable voice. We are like Maggie Anderson always says, you know, this is like an economical, but it's not great. So we've got to look to do things a little differently. You know, look how hard it is to hold folks accountable. Look how something everybody
wrote.
And we can't seem to hold a person accountable. It seems like when it comes to, and this is my opinion, but white collar type crime, those folks, it's very difficult to hold accountable for these things. But my personal belief, but folk of color, seems that it's a lot easier, sadly, for folks who are indigent and persons of color in this country. We've got to do better. It's so, oh my goodness, wow. And then they're wondering about why folks are, you know, I call it sad. Folks are sad. And when I talk about sad, I'm talking about SAD, suicide, anxiety, and depression. And what this all stems from, it emanates from all this crazy social media stuff where folks are controlling every move that people make. So the youth, you know, I'm okay with us being adults and making some of these decisions that, you know, we need, you know, to take a step back from. But unfortunately, our kids are not equipped to do so easily.
Exactly.
And so this is bothersome.
They're looking at us.
Yeah, bothersome that this, I started to realize this, that when I tried to kind of delete some of the my footprint out there with it, and I couldn't, and it was like you were stuck stuck in this world that you really, not a healthy place.
Right.
And I said, you know, it's kind of sad. Oh, boy, we have really, we've done it this time. And I think it's just a lot going on out there. And my heart goes out to folks. It really does.
Yes, people dealing with a lot.
I know it's a little bit of a tirade this morning. You know, I kind of went on a little bit this morning, Nicole Marie, but it kind of gets under your skin at some point.
It does. It certainly does. Just so much going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And that's what really the Hair Radio Morning Show is about. It's our voice. Of course, we're Hair Beauty and the C-Word Community. Yeah. So I also wanted to take a moment to acknowledge we kind of led in this morning with Michael Hopkins as well in our first hour. With a replay of Tuesday's broadcast of the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs normally Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern. And, you know, here and there on Thursdays, we'll try to do a little replay. And Michael should be joining us in about 10 minutes, and we'll catch up with him and talk a little bit about what it was like to listen this morning to a replay of the Vet Talk Radio Show. So can't wait to hear. And again, the subject that he's talking about is PTSD. So it's all kind of interconnected, and there is a correlation. So we'll chat with him about that.
Very important.
And I just want to keep doing more and more and more to shine the light on this stuff. We got to talk about it. And that's what I'm hoping that 2024 can do for us. I'm hoping that we can kind of chat about, making this the year of the family, but also putting the focus on mental health and, you know, having a healthy outlook. And so we're going to do all of that. And also talking a little bit about safety in the salons and so much. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we will be analyzing Afrolock. You heard us talking a little bit about it with Keisha this morning. In the first hour, we will be visiting that in our third hour as well. So a lot more talk is on the way. And
definitely stay tuned.
I'm loving the Christmas talk. Nicole Marie, did I ask if you had put up your Christmas tree yet? Have you done your decorations?
No, not really. No, I'm still working on it.
Okay. Well, Christmas will be here.
I know. I have a few more things I want to do, and that's mainly around the dining room area, and I'll get that done, either today or tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll get that done. Just the finishing touches.
Well, you got to take a picture for it, and we'll share that online.
I certainly will.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Now, how's the weather down there? Today, I stepped outside here in Brooklyn, New York, and it was chilly. It was really chilly. And
well,
the
right
30,
now,
it's,
yeah,
it
right
still
now
is.
It's about 36. But it's supposed to warm
what?
Up.
You
the high,
time
high
it's getting a little cold.
Yes, in the morning time. Yes, it gets cold.
Wow.
It's cold in the morning, but then it warms up some. So.
Nicole Marie, did I happen to see something that said it's Mr. Luther's birthday today?
Yes, it's Luther's birthday today.
Happy birthday. Tell Mr. Luther happy birthday from all of us at the broadcast, of course.
Yeah.
What a big thing. You've got to do birthday cake, okay? So got to do some birthday cake.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll get him
send
a
it on
something.
To me.
Yeah. He's not big on celebrating birthdays, but we still celebrate anyway.
Well, you know
because
what?
He knows we like to celebrate.
Oh, well, listen, we just wish him so well, and no problem at all. I understand. I like to celebrate around that time, but the rest of the year, you don't hear me talking about it too much. But that's because, yeah, I've gotten a little, you know, once you get a little bit older, you're like, hold it, okay. It's not quite like the kids, you know, or the children, you know,
right,
you
right.
want to celebrate and all that kind of stuff. So, I can relate.
Just
well,
never
listen,
been big on it, so, hey.
Yes. Well, listen, we shout them out anyway on the morning show.
Thank you.
Now, let me tell you, you got it. We got a lot going on today. Like I said, it's just been
wonderful.
An incredible, incredible morning. So I love listening to all of the wonderful things that we said. And we're trying to get – today's a good day to tackle some of these things. So tomorrow is Friday now. Here's our schedule up tomorrow. We have one more week to go before we're off for the Christmas holiday. Like you guys, we want to celebrate as well with our friends and family, our family. So we're going to be, as of next Friday, which is December 22nd, we'll wrap up that show. That'll be show number 939 next Friday. And then we'll be off until New Year's Eve. Then we come back at nighttime, not in the mornings. We come back on Sunday night. New Year's Eve, the show will start at 9:30 basically and go all the way to 12:30. So we'll be on for a few hours that day, late at night. So I'm going to have to really, I'm a morning person, so this is going to be real tough for me. You guys going to have, well, we're going to do some exciting things, Nicole Marie, to kind of keep us kind of awake and all that. I'm going to rely on you, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins. To do that because that's going to be tough. New Year's Eve, we're starting that night at 9:30 at night, and then the show really will get underway at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 9 o'clock for folks like out in the Central Time Zone. And we'll be on for another few hours and counting down at the Clark
Wonderful.
Style right here live on the radio. So we wanted to do something where folks
don't
could kind of, you know, you don't want to miss it, but you didn't have to leave your house. A lot of folks don't want to go out New Year's Eve. It costs so much these days. So here you get to save your money and partay with the best. And, you know, speaking of the new year, it brings us together to talk about hope and what inspires us. So
exactly.
I think Yeah. So I always love this, where each day right here on the show, we do the wonderful hope of the day. And I should say you, Nicole Marie, do the wonderful hope of the day, which I love this because it really it gives us a chance to think about and reflect. Here's a little bit more.
Exactly.
We put together your wonderful intro. So let's take a look.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
Hope. I just love that by Patrick Lindsay. So, Nicole Marie, what do you have on tap for us today?
Well, our hope for the day is own your happiness. Don't hitch your happiness to others. Don't link it to events outside of your control. See the distinction between events and your reaction to them. You can control only the latter. Your happiness depends on you. Back to you, Carrie.
Oh, I love that. Your happiness depends on
you. Depends on you.
Yes. Meaning that you do. You own your own happiness. I love that as well. You're the person, what is that word, the person who is in charge of whatever
right.
you do with happiness.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what I always tell folks. Yeah. I think it's a byproduct, though, Nicole Marie. I think, I think it's a byproduct of certain things. So if you work hard, if you try to,
mm-hmm.
you know, nobody's perfect, but you try to lead a good life, help others and all of that, I think that happiness can...
It comes to you.
Can kind of happen. Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it can kind of emanate from that. I'm going to, that's my story and I'm sticking to it this morning. I like that. I think that, you know, I really do. Own your happiness.
I agree with that.
I love it. What about, you do really, Nicole Marie?
I totally agree with that.
Are you one of those happy people?
I am. And I think that each one of us, we have to be in control because oftentimes I hear people, well, you know, when I do this, oh, well, when I do this, no, you can't wait on anything. Be happy now, today. Tomorrow's not promised. You have to be happy yourself, and you're in control of that. No other person, no other, you know, tangible object or whatever the case may be is going to make you happy because, you know, you can have all the stuff in the world and still not be happy. It's within
wow.
you to be happy, not people or
things. Wow. Well, we got to check in with Michael Hopkins. You guys know him. You listened to him in the first hour this morning with the replay of his Tuesday broadcast. We're going to get into all of that. But first, the big question to Michael Hopkins, are you happy? Are you happy? And what does that mean to you? Michael Hopkins, you, again, coming to us from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, you're on with Nicole Marie and Carrie Hines. Good morning again.
Yes. Good morning. And
yes,
that is the question of the day. That
yes.
is the question
so,
of
Michael,
the day about happiness.
Right.
Yes. So tell us, what do you got to say?
Carrie and Nicole Marie, happiness is an inside job.
Exactly.
That's what happiness is. No matter what is going on around you in the world, you have to have that happy gene because you never know. Like Nicole Marie said, see, we don't know how long we're going to be on this planet. And we also don't know how we affect other people. People look at us all the time and we don't know what we don't know. Some people depend on us to inspire them, to make them happy.
True.
So happiness, it's an inside job.
Right.
Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, I'm loving that. Yes, that sounds very interesting to me. Well, I tell you guys, it's always a great pleasure, and we try to do that every day, and that's offer that inspiration. And to me, that's what that's all about. Well, listen,
right.
Michael, we're going to come back because we're going to take a little bit of a music break as well, and we'll be right back. Now, when we do come back, I want to hear all about this special broadcast today. It was a great replay for Vet Talk, and what does it mean to Vet Talk Radio Show. So we're going to check in with Michael on all of that. Great job on Hope of the Day and so much more. Again, we're doing the unpacking on the broadcast today. We're all live on this Thursday morning, December 14th, 2023. So stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more to get to this morning.
Well, it's a time to spread some joy, to reflect on the past year. This type of thing. For me, as far as like ultimate holiday of all time, I don't know, but I am a Christian, if I can say that on the air. And so it's one more extra time to pay attention to Christ, but I walk with him daily. So let the people have their fun, let the kids have their, you know, whatevers. But Christmas is just an amazing time to set aside and just reflect and enjoy.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right. Mary Reed Johnson.
This is Michael Hopkins, host of Vet Talk Radio. What Christmas means to me, three things: family, friends, and reflection. Happy holidays.
Hi, this is Nicole Marie, and Christmas to me is about celebrating the birth of Jesus and spending time with family. I get so excited. This is my favorite holiday of the year. Spending time with my children, seeing the excitement on their faces, and just spending time with friends and other people in the community. We always spend time purchasing gifts for others. It's always better to give than to receive, and that's something that I just teach to my children and something that we do every year, and we spend a lot of time doing this. So each one of you, I wish you a wonderful Merry Christmas and happy holiday season. Take time and spend it with your family and your friends.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. Hands down.
Michael Hopkins, I have got to ask you about being in the military and Christmas. Now, I kind of remember, because I have my brother-in-law who has passed away, but he was in the Army. So I remember my family, my sister, coming home with her husband who was a sergeant in the Army and their kids and all of that. So it was a great time at my house, or my mom's house, really, Michael Hopkins. And so those are the kind of memories I had, but quite often they would be away and on those holidays, and particularly Christmas. So, what can you tell us, Michael Hopkins, the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, what can you tell us about a military Christmas, if you will?
Wow, Carrie. I mean, a lot of times it's such a beautiful thing, because even though you may be overseas, like I was overseas for about 3 Christmases back in the 80s when I was active duty, my wife and I, and at that time it was just my oldest daughter, we would have such beautiful Christmases. We really would. My wife would go and, she'd find a tree and decorations, and her and my daughter would decorate the tree. I'd come home from work and there'd be presents. And then sometimes if it was something special that my daughter wanted, and we would go down to the PX and get it and sneak it in before she would wake up. And, I mean, it was just a beautiful time. It was fun. Even though we were overseas and we weren't really with our family, mother, brothers, sisters, and so forth, but we still had that Christmas spirit. And A lot of us, when we're away from home like that, Carrie, Christmas takes on a whole different meaning. It's a whole new chapter in our lives. Because a lot of us have never been away from home to celebrate Christmas. And a lot of things that, when you're overseas, there's a lot of things when we were here in the States we would take for granted. But when you're overseas, you're in a different country, sometimes you can't take a lot of things for granted. You really can't. Wow. But the good thing is you're around other people from the United States. And we all have that Christmas spirit, and it's all a whole bunch of love. It doesn't matter where you're from here in the United States. We all know and love Christmas.
Let me ask you a question, Michael. Did you guys kind of, decorate like the base over there, or did you, how did that come into being, because they, or did they celebrate in those other countries? How was all of that?
Oh, sure, Carrie. Trust
for
me.
Those of us who were not in the military.
They were not in. Trust me, Carrie. If you're an American, trust me, Carrie Hines. If you're an American, you're a GI, or no matter what branch you're in, somebody always finds Christmas decorations, even if they have to invent them. Somebody's going to decorate the base. I mean, it's amazing what GIs will do, what people that are in the military, it will amaze you what they can come up with. They can be in the middle of a combat zone and come up with a tree.
Wow.
It's just, you're in the middle of, people do stuff like that, man, because, we have that love for this country. Even though we're far away, we may not see our families and so forth on Christmas Day, sometimes we actually get the opportunity to talk to our families during Christmas Day. Now everything is modern now with cell phones and, the modern technology and emailing and all that. Well,
40 years ago, we didn't have all that stuff. But
wow.
We still...
So you really missed them a lot during those holidays.
Oh, yeah,
then.
Yeah, you really missed your family. But in some places, Karen, you had the opportunity through the technology that we had back then, you know, to be able to call your family on a holiday, like on a Christmas day.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys would stand in line just to call their family, just to say
Michael,
hi.
I remember back then, and sometimes on a holiday, you couldn't get through because all the phone lines were all jammed up. Everybody was using the, I remember there were times at the technology back then where, you know, everybody in the country was literally pretty much making a phone call at the same time. So on those holidays, so the lines literally were pretty much used up at that time. I do recall that as a little tiny kid. No, Michael, I've got to say, talking about, a Christmas in the military, really, today, I've got to talk about the tough times. I've got to talk about the military personnel who might have found it difficult to be away from home. I got to talk about the family members who might have found it incredibly debilitating to some degree. So were there tough times for folks who were in the military, in your opinion? Was there some sad times with some of the folks that you were serving with? If you were
called. Yes, it was, Carrie. You know, some people, some of the soldiers and airmen and, you know, Navy and so forth, you're on these long deployments and, you know, it's stressful. It's very stressful when you're in another country or you're on a ship, you're on a base somewhere and you can't get home or you can't get in touch with your loved ones. Yeah, it's very stressful. And we've had people when I was in, you know, some of them, it was just so stressful that, you know, they would be emotional about it. And what you would have to do, what a lot of us would do, we would invite them, especially, you know, if you were married and family, you had a family, and maybe they couldn't get to their family. You would invite them into your home. You know, part of the command would say, hey, everybody who has a family, this is what we want you to do. And it's not like it's a mandatory. They gave you an order and they cut you an order, wrote it down, and you will do this soldier type thing. No, it's out of camaraderie for your fellow soldier because you had to look out for your fellow soldier. And we would invite like the single soldier who they didn't have anywhere to go, they didn't have anybody. We would invite them into our homes, a meal, we'd sit around and, you know, maybe play cards or games or watch movies or just talk, just to get to know each other. And, yeah, it was tough, Carrie. Believe me, it's tough being thousands of miles away from your loved ones on a holiday like a Christmas. It can be tough. It really can.
Wow. And I'm thinking about current times. I'm thinking about these times, Michael Hopkins, and veterans. I want to talk about the veterans and Christmas. I'm thinking that it's a tough time as well. It's tough in this country right now anyway, whether you're a veteran or not, but I think it's even to a greater degree, challenging. So, Michael Hopkins, what can you tell us about now how it is as a veteran to be managing during the Christmas season or the Christmas holiday?
For a lot of the vets, Carrie, it is really tough. And a lot of us that are in different veterans organizations, We do everything to make it our business to pick up that slack when we see a vet that's having some issues. And Christmas, you know, a lot of times with Christmas, a lot of the veterans go through bouts of anxiety and depression and things like that. You know, it's just a reality. A lot of them go through that. Some of them have PTSD combat. Some of them have PTSD non-combat, you know, mental health issues. So we as veterans, for our fellow veterans, we do everything we can to make sure that they have a good Christmas too. If we have to invite them into our homes. You know, Carrie, sometimes if we have on Christmas Day, if we have to provide a dinner for them, you know, they can come into like the VFWs, the halls and so forth, and you invite everybody in and we just share the love. We share the camaraderie. Doesn't matter what era you were in the military. It doesn't matter. I got friends of mine that are Vietnam vets. Some of them are Korean War veterans. Some of them, the younger guys, you know, in these recent wars. But we all have one thing in common. We served this country. And we went in one way. You know, we've come out a different way, as I call it. But we still have that love for each other, that camaraderie, as we call it. And we have that support for each other. And, you know, as veterans, Carrie, we can always tell another veteran. It's not hard. If you are a veteran of the military, you can tell if somebody
can pick them out.
Yeah,
now, Michael,
you can
what
pick
about you are the king of planes. Everybody knows Michael knows how to help folks, these fellow veterans, to help them with their completion of claims and why it's so important that they do this. Michael, I've got to wonder, during these periods, during the holiday period, does everything just stop? Or should the veterans continue with the claims process? How does all that work, Hopkins?
Oh yes. Yes, Carrie, it never stops. The claims process is 24 hours, 7 days a week. It has no stop time for holidays. I mean, Christmas, New Year's, it doesn't. And to me, a lot of times, you know, I know guys, they're going through stuff because, you know, even the claims, filing the claim is stressful. And it's bad enough now it's a holiday and you want to, and, you know, you're at a point where, oh, my God, you know, I need to find out, am I rated for this? Is this going to happen and that? So a lot of times, you know, I talk to the guys over the holidays, kind of assure them that, hey, man, you put all this stuff in and things going to be fine. You know, you're going to be fine. Just don't worry about it. You know, enjoy the holiday with your family or with friends, and this thing will work itself out. That's what I do.
Wow. I'm just blown away. Well, Michael, I mean, I appreciate it that you're taking the time to talk to us about this today. Now, can you share some sentiments that you want to pass along to your fellow veterans out there? You know, at Christmas, what do you want to say to your fellow vets at this time? Here's the
one
place
to
do it.
You know, Kay, one of the things that I want to say to all my fellow vets out there, remember those good times when you were in the military and it was the holidays and you had the even if you weren't home, you had the opportunity to be around your fellow, everybody that you served with. And just think of those times. Think of how good it was when even if you weren't at home, you had that fine opportunity to celebrate with your fellow soldiers, Marines, airmen, sailors. Just think about those times and think about how much fun it was. And that was an enjoyable time in your life. That's what I want them to think about.
Amazing. Well, Michael, I have to say, Michael Hopkins, this is the time for us to just say how much
I, Carrie Hines, and all of us at our platform at hairradio.com, at the Vet Talk Radio Show, and all that we do, we love our veterans, and we support them and thank them for their service, particularly at Christmas. So, Michael Hopkins, thank you so much.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
That I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive, because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies. And we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods. And people know, black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right. Thank you, Angela. It is Thursday morning, December 14th, 2023. And it is so great to have you guys with us. We've been just, I have been enjoying this program thoroughly today. And I'm real happy about that. So we're about to get into our third hour. You guys know we're on from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central Time. And one of the co-stars here, along with Nicole Marie and myself, of course, is the gentleman you just heard right here talk about a military Christmas. But additionally, this morning, we had an opportunity in the first hour to get on a replay of Vet Talk Radio from this past Tuesday. So we want to talk with Michael live, get his input and his opinion, really. And as you heard, the military families, you know, during the holidays, let's keep them in our minds and thoughts and prayers and all that wonderful good stuff. But first, let me bring back to the airwaves again in coming up again on our third hour, the one and only host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, longtime contributed to our Hair Radio Morning Show as well, and host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. Mike, you got so many things going on. Let me just get him to the line from beautiful Spotsylvania, VA, Virginia.
Oh, yes.
And we're just happy to have you back with us, Michael.
Yes.
Lots going on. It's like a big celebratory show for you today.
Very much so.
Yeah. So I want to talk first, Michael. Let's focus on this past Tuesday's broadcast that we just had an opportunity to get on again in our first hour today. So first of all, how do you like having a replay later in the week of the Vet Talk Show for those who might have missed it?
Oh, Carrie, that was just so fantastic to have that repeat of the PTSD and the secondaries, and it's so important.
Yeah, I like the word replay. I don't like repeat. We're going to call it a replay, yeah, because it is that. We play it again because folks want to hear, and we're concerned if they've missed an important message, and I think your show gets it out there on Tuesdays. But if we have some space and we can share, because this is the holiday period, and folks are dealing with so much, but we're happy to get on a little bit more about that talk.
Yep.
So I call
Carrie.
Because we're not really repeating.
It is,
we're replaying.
During the holiday season, especially for veterans, it can be a very critical time for many veterans.
Yeah, but Michael, first, can we talk about this whole thing that we just did on, we opened up the show talking a little bit about PTSD, and just having a chance to get that back on this morning in the first hour. So, and we're going to get into a little bit more on the holidays because you're right, that's a big thing. But first, let's talk a little bit about what aired this morning. So you mentioned that you enjoyed it.
Very much so, Carrie.
Yeah. How do you think that your fans are going to like this replay business? And can you talk a little bit about PTSD itself and how that's all fitting into all of this?
The fans are going to enjoy it, Carrie.
I always have such a great outpouring from the fans of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
they enjoy the information. They enjoy the fact that I am a veteran just like them. I go through the same issues on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis just like them. And I'm not talking theory, Kerry Hines. It's not theory what we do here on the Vet Talk Radio Show at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central on Tuesdays. Right. It's not theory.
Right.
And that's what I enjoy about it, Kerry. You know, that was just so fantastic. I mean, there are no words for it.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and you were saying about PTSD. And PTSD is that post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's an event that happened in a person's life. And that event could be repeated over and over again through dreams, images, smells, tastes, situations that they get in, people that they meet. It's all kinds of things with PTSD, and there are actually two types of PTSD.
Yes, but you know what, Michael, not to interrupt you, but I want folks to be able to go back and replay this, because not only did we have this on Tuesday, we put it at the top of today's broadcast. So hit the replay button. We're going to share this after we wrap up at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. We're going to put this show onto our social media. And I want you to go there and take a listen. So there, Michael, you tell everybody about the two different types. So that's why it's important for you guys to listen to the broadcast. And you'll get
very
something
much
and
so.
You can share that out there. So we love what you're doing, and you're so passionate and just want everybody to be informed. And this is how you do that. You know, you keep
very
that
much so, Kerry.
Just rolling on along. So that's really, really great. Now, I want to also, Michael Hopkins, just tell you, coming up next week, our holiday week, I call it, because the Hair Radio Morning Show, Vet Talk Radio Show, we're actually going to be on all week. We got one more week to go.
Oh, wow.
So here's the schedule. We're live this morning, just so that you guys out there know, again, it's Thursday morning. December 14th of 2023. Today is our broadcast show number 934. So next week, here's the schedule. We will be on the air on the Tuesday, the 19th of December, the 20th of December, the 21st of December, and the 22nd of December, again, of 2023. And next Friday will be our show number 939. So it's a week from tomorrow. And that's it until New Year's Eve on Sunday, December 31st of 2023. We'll be on at nighttime, starting at about 9:30 at night and going all the way to 12:30 in the morning. So please join us. It'll be a countdown to remember. So I cannot wait to have you guys really be part of all of this and just enjoy what you hear and just, you know, make that contribution, we should say. So, Michael, good stuff. Good stuff today.
Oh, yes.
I think we've been doing
this very
well.
Much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
So I'm really excited about this, Michael. And then we had a chance to talk about the military Christmas of families. And that is a conversation that is going to continue. That's an important conversation to have.
And you're right,
Jerry,
very much. You're right. It's very much an important conversation. And it's an appreciated conversation, Kerry. That's the whole thing. It's very appreciated. You know, with military people and holidays. And that's one of the things that you do here on the show, that you have a deep appreciation for our military family. And
well, listen,
like
Michael,
I always say,
we support you 1,000%, sir. We really do. And I've got to tell you what I wanted to kind of do, just to give us a moment to reflect on some of the things. And at the end of the year, how many items on your bucket list did you accomplish, Michael Hopkins?
Yeah, that's what I want to find out this morning. So we have a very good special that we put together that's all about the bucket list. And this is with Michael and Nicole Marie and, of course, Kerry Hines. But I want to take a listen. And, you know, and we're going to make some notes. I'll be making notes on some of those wonderful items and see what we did. We accomplish any of those? So don't say anything yet. We're not going to give it away, but you want to stay tuned to the end of today's broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show to find out. Again, we're live this morning. It is just fantastic. On Throwback Thursday, and our music playlist today, of course, includes This Christmas by Donny Hathaway, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Miss Brenda Lee, making a triumphant return after decades to the top of the Billboard charts, the oldest performer, I believe, now to hit the number one spot. And Mariah, everybody just loves that. You know, I love that song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. That is it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That great was beat to it, Kerry.
I love it. It makes you get up and kind of jam.
Oh, yeah. It's got a great beat to it. It's just pure music. It's just like typical in that era of the 1950s when all the electric instruments were coming into their own. And when you listen to the song, there's a upright bass playing in the background that you don't hear that a lot on the modern records now or recordings.
Well,
you don't hear the upright.
You can imitate. Yeah, you can imitate a lot of things electronically. But I'll tell you, I love those songs. And just to finish out today's playlist talk, we are also doing a little mini tribute to one of my favorite artists who's just killing it out there in the music world. And don't get me wrong, she is just doing a great, great job out there. Deborah Cox, of course, with Things Just Ain't the Same, Nobody's Supposed to Be Here, Who Do You Love? We've got more of her to be featured in today's show as well, along with our wonderful Christmas songs as we have been playing. So listen, lots more to get to this morning. We'll take a little break. Michael, we are going to continue to talk. We've got more Vet Talk on the way, but also want to talk a little bit about Afrolock Magazine. This is the time of the
great
big comeback, they call it. The big comeback.
Comeback.
So we're going to be, Well, there was a song, and I don't have it, so we're not going to get it on. But I think it was called something like the Big Payback or something.
We know who that is, Kerry Hines.
Yes, that is just awesome. So really good stuff. All right, I am so excited to be with you guys. We've got a lot more to get to. So that bucket list we talked about, let's take a listen. We'll be back. Stay with us. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and today we have a very special treat for everybody. We are doing something that, it is called our bucket list, the Hair Radio Bucket List, which is really what we're doing from time to time. We are going to be featuring, you'll hear from the co-hosts, you'll hear from some of our guests on some of the things that are on our bucket list. So we're talking about our top usually five items for each of us on what we want to accomplish before, as they say, that bucket spills over. Okay, we kick the bucket. So leading in, Michael Hopkins, we're going to lead in with Michael. So our top five items we're going to do with the whole panel. That's Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and me, Kerry Hines. So, Michael, what's on your bucket list at number five?
Wow, okay. My number five is something that I've always wanted to do.
Uh-oh.
I've always wanted to fly a helicopter and also a fixed-winged airplane. Doing that to me has just been something that I've always wanted to do. And it didn't even have – well, no, I take that back. part of it was because I was in the military, and that was something I actually wanted to do in the military, but at the time, I wasn't in a position to do it. You know, when you're in the military, if you really want to fly, say, for the military, it's a rigorous screening process, and I wore glasses, so when you're enlisted and you wear glasses, there's some extra things you got to go through and all that. So I never gave the dream up. I just held on to it while going through the business of life and family and kids and all of that. But it's just something. It fascinates me to this day. And especially, you know, military-type vehicles, planes and helicopters. And that's just something that before I just, boom, that's what I want to do. That's my number five on my list.
Wow. As you were speaking and saying, talking about the helicopter and the airplane, I was thinking military. And I was thinking how that's connected and how, okay, I can see you doing that, Brother Michael. And that's very interesting. And I can definitely see you doing that. Both of them, flying both of them. I can see you right now and being as excited about it.
Yeah. Who in the world would ever think that that is not Michael Hopkins? Of course you want to fly planes. You are the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show right here on our network. I could see that Michael's number five. Fly a plane, fly a helicopter. Definitely. I could see it. I could see him just flying like Superman, anything out there. So, yeah, jetpack like the Jetsons. It's Michael Hopkins.
Hey, works for me.
Thank you, Michael. All right. So, Michael, that's your number five, Michael?
That's my number five. And I am quite sure, Nicole Marie, you have something that's just as exciting. That's your number five.
Well, my number five is I've always wanted to learn how to ski. Now,
ski?
I live in Mississippi. I live in Mississippi, but I'm from Ohio, so I'm used to the cold weather, and I'm used to the snow. So I've always wanted to go and stay at one of the mountain resorts, either like Colorado or Utah, and learn how to ski. So that is something that is on my list that I want to do.
Unreal. I'm just blown away that your number five is about skiing.
Yes.
Because you know what?
I want to learn.
Well, I don't know because I don't ever think of too many black folks skiing. But I could be wrong because I think folks do ski out there.
They do.
Yeah. But
there's all kinds of organizations out there.
You know, they do have the different groups, black groups that go to the different resorts.
Really? Yeah.
So, yes, there are groups of us that do ski. It may not be a whole lot of people, but, I mean, we do. Black Ski Weekend.
Okay, wow. So what's the hot ski location then?
Well, the biggest one is Big Sky in Montana. There's Breckenridge or Vail in Colorado.
Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Park City, Utah. Those are the top ones.
Wow.
Sound like to me, Carrie, that she's been doing her research. So I think this is a dream that's going to come true.
I think you're right, Michael Hopkins. All right, Nicole Marie. So that's what your number five is, and you're sticking with it.
My number five. I'm sticking with it, Carrie. And what is your number five?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. My number five, guys, you guys know that I come from a background in the amazing airline industry. So talking a little bit about flying like Michael, but I really don't want to fly the plane as I want to sit back and be flown. I want to return to Europe. I want to go back to some of my favorite memories. You guys know I've been to Europe many times. I've been to Paris about 5 times alone just to go and hang out, Spain and as well as London. And I've wanted to return back to France. I love, that was my favorite European city that I traveled to, but also I wanted to go back to London. It was very expensive in terms of our money exchange and all that back in the day. But I would like to also go to London. But I say Paris. I want to return to Paris. I had a chance to go to the Louvre. I had a chance to see Notre Dame. I had a chance to go to Champs-Élysées, L'Arc de Triomphe. I just enjoyed Paris and, you know, studying French and just being amongst the French and c'est la vie. That's life. So I'd like to do that. I want to go back. So my number five is a trip back to Paris. To Paris. How does that sound?
Nice.
And how does that sound?
Oh, I mean, it sounds fantastic. You know, Carrie, actually, I was stationed in Germany in the early 80s, and that's one place I never got a chance to go to was Paris,
yeah.
France.
And oh, yeah.
I would have really have loved to have gone there, because when you go to Europe, there's so much history. And
exactly.
I never realized that it was just, you know, we read about it. We kind of say, oh, yeah, I would love to. But that's one thing I can say about the military. The military gives you that thing that you're allowed to go. And you know, it doesn't cost a whole lot because you're already in Europe. They sponsor trips for GIs. And
yeah.
Some of my friends actually went to Paris. I mean,
okay.
I traveled to Germany, but, yeah, I mean, I would have loved to have gone to Paris. It would have been beautiful.
Awesome. Okay.
Sounds very fascinating. You know, I had told you before that my dad was in the military and Air Force, and we had lived in Madrid, Spain. So we had the opportunity
yeah.
to travel to some different
places. And I've been
to
Madrid, too.
While
oh,
we
I
were
love
there.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
However, Paris was not one. So that's always a place that's been very fascinating and,
oh.
you know, definitely a place that sounds very nice to visit. And I would love to be there myself.
Wow. Now you can see why it's my
yeah.
number five. Yes. So traveling back to France, back to Paris, to England, to Spain, to Madrid,
yes.
all of that. I love it. It was just
fabulous
fantastic.
Places.
And I agree.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, I have to turn to Michael and Michael Hopkins. What's your number four?
Well, my number four is almost as exciting as my number five with the airplanes and helicopters. My number four is something that I've been doing for, oh, wow. Ever since I was a teenager, I've been playing the guitar. And
wow.
one of the things I really want is a guitar collection.
What?
Especially the older guitars.
You wanna create
a guitar collection.
Wow. That's amazing. I didn't know you were a musician, a guitar collection.
Oh yeah. Well, you know how that is, Carrie. We're all from, you and I are from Philadelphia. We had nothing but musicians there.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
But that's something that, oh, yeah, that's something that I've always wanted to do, especially the older guitars, the ones, a lot of them from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and even the 80s, believe it or not. Some of them are antiques. Some of them are just classic guitars. And some of my guitar heroes played those guitars. One of my favorite guitar heroes was Jimi Hendrix.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I used to listen to him a lot. I mean, I still do from time to time. But he played
wow.
that black Stratocaster, and that's what made me fall in love with playing the guitar. And I started learning, and here it is. almost 50 years later.
Wow.
Wow. I can definitely see you doing that, Brother Michael. Do you practice and play your guitar now?
Not as much. Sometimes, you know, I have little issues with my hands and wrists and all that, but I kind of fight through it because I just love it. Or I listen to my son play. I taught him a couple of chords, and the next thing you know, he took off.
Wow.
He's right-handed naturally, but he plays the guitar with his left hand.
Wow. Okay.
Yep, and he's really good at it, too. He's really good.
I have to say, I am just shocked that this is Michael's number four playing the guitar, because I'm just imagining this now, and I can't shake this image, Nicole Marie.
I can picture this.
Exactly.
Yes, I've
seen
now.
Michael Hopkins with dressed in all purple garb, kind of like Prince, with all these curls on his head and a guitar around his neck singing When Doves Cry.
Hey, it works for me.
I
don't have to wear that special spandex suit from the 80s, do I?
No, you'll be in your
don't
army
do that,
garb.
Michael.
Oh, yeah. That's not good. You know, Nicole, Carrie, that's me in the spandex on the 80s. No, it's not looking too good right now.
Okay. We got to wash that image away. Well, listen, Michael's number four is all about guitar, playing the guitar collection. Amazing. Okay, Michael, I see that's why you're number four. What else do you have to say?
Love it. I love it. I still have a few classic guitars now.
Okay.
And, I mean, I just love them. I really do. It's soothing to me.
Okay. And what else?
Wow.
Well, we're going to keep it moving for the folks this morning. All right. Good choice. Number four.
And I just know after skiing, I know Nicole has something else. That's her number four.
Yes, I do. My number four is I've always been very intrigued and wanted to visit Dubai in the Middle East.
Dubai.
And that is someplace, yes, that I want to visit. I've seen pictures. I've seen, you know, videos and so forth. Beautiful skylines. Also the world's tallest tower that's there. The beaches, the gold and spice marketplaces, the mall. I want to go and I want to experience that culture there in Dubai.
Wow, Dubai. I'm just saying bye-bye for Dubai. I'm not, I don't know. A lot of my friends and family have gone to Dubai, and I think it sounds amazing, but it sounds expensive. I think it's high as the sky to go to Dubai. That's why. No, I don't know.
I think it'll be worth the experience, though.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so, too. You might as well go with gusto, because when as you get older and you become an empty nester and you got the grandkids and all that, and it's just you and the spouse, it's just time to go do some things. You know, whatever it is you ever wanted to do. And that's what my wife and I, that's what we've been discovering, that we can get up now when we feel like it. We can just go do stuff. I have no school plays to go to. I got to write a note for my kid. Well, better than that, I think I better go to school on my kid's behalf. You know, we don't have to do any of that. But Dubai, I mean, it really, from what I see, it really looks like a very inviting place. The clear water, the sand and all that.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and it looks like that one building that they built that looks like a sail from a ship.
Right. Okay, Nicole Marie, I can see that number four is Dubai.
Dubai.
Okay. So very interesting. Okay, so we're talking about Nicole Marie.
All right. Now, Carrie, what is your number four?
Oh.
After Paris, how do you top that?
Well, actually, and my top five, and folks out there, we are counting down our top five on our bucket list. each of the co-hosts today with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins and myself, Kerry Hines. Number four on my list today is kind of like I'm still in a travel mindset, not quite as far as Dubai. I'm thinking right next door down to Philadelphia to visit my family, something I have not done in a long time, which is visit family. And that, believe it or not, has to be a bucket list item for me because for you guys out there, I know it's not a bucket list item because you pretty much visit, you know, I hear you guys you're visiting family all the time. But me, I'm always in production mode all the way up here in Brooklyn, New York, away from everybody pretty much. I'm in isolation working for you guys. So I don't get a chance to go visit my family. And so when I come back from my trip to Paris, as you guys know, that's my number five, I'm going down to Philadelphia. Michael's home. It's actually my home, too. That's where I was born and raised in the early part of my life, down in Philadelphia. So I'm going to visit my family down in Philadelphia. That story is for number four. All right.
That sounds great. Yeah, I can relate to that too, Kerry, because I know a lot of times I didn't get a chance to go home, visit family and all that because I was too busy running halfway across the planet, doing all kinds of things and then raising a family and all that. So a lot of my cousins and aunts and uncles, they never got a chance to just go home sometime and spend a week or 2 weeks or a month just visiting with all of them.
Wow.
I never got
that's
a chance.
Amazing.
But yeah. And I had some very historical auditor. In other words, I had some aunts and uncles that could tell our family story.
Oh, okay.
And that's one of the things that I miss from that. But
yeah.
Still have another generation of cousins that I just need to see.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michael, for making that make sense as well. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. I love that, Kerry, and I can definitely see, you know, you do put a lot of time and effort into work. So I can definitely see you taking the time to go and spend time with your family, you know, enjoy being back home and being with them because family is so, so important. Me living here in Mississippi, a lot of my family is still in Ohio, but at least twice a year we go either during the summer and then we either go for Thanksgiving or Christmas to spend time. It's so very important. So
yeah.
I can definitely relate to that and see how you would definitely want to spend time with your family.
That's my
hopefully
number four.
A lot of time.
Yes. Yes. Heading down to Philadelphia. All right. Thank you for that, Nicole Marie. And we're still doing our amazing bucket list countdown today. So we're kind of moving along here. And at number three, Michael is your number three.
Oh, now this one you guys are going to really kind of say, what? Really? Believe it or not, I want a toy collection.
Toy collection.
Grown man playing with toys.
What type of toys?
The type of toys that I grew up with as a kid in the 60s.
The distinction of that, Nicole.
Yeah. Like, am I in trouble. Like, I give you an example, like the G.I. Joes, Tonka trucks, Nyla trucks, all the things like that I grew up with as a little boy. I see all the stuff now. You can buy it on the internet. You know, you can go to eBay and I started collecting this stuff a few years ago and it got to the point in our bedroom I had so much stuff in boxes. The boxes almost fell on top of my wife and she said, "You know what?
Oh, no.
I think this thing is getting a little out of hand here."
Wow.
Because I just got carried away. And it just all started when I saw one of those old toys on Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace. And I bought it. I just out of, you know, impulse. I said, "Oh, man, I think I'll buy this." And then after you buy one, the next thing you know, then you buy another one to complement the first one. And it just it just goes on and on and on. But it was an enjoyable time, you know, when you grow up. And plus, I got a chance to, my little grandson, he'd never seen stuff like this. So him and I would play truck.
Okay. All right. Well, that's okay.
I love the toy collection idea, Michael, because I think that growing up, the toys then were definitely different than now. The construction of the toys and so forth is definitely not the same, and they're just different. Even the dolls and so forth are different. So having toys from the time when you grew up and bring back those memories of different things that you did, who you were playing with, and so forth, I think that's very important, and I love that.
I just remember Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
The red one and the blue one.
Yes, I love them, and I wish I had a Rock'em Sock'em Robot right now, because I'd be playing it. I'm going to have to go, like Michael said, on eBay and take a look for it. Well, like Michael, we have something in common that I didn't know until this very day. And that is that I also had a G.I. Joe, and who was an action figure. See, the boys played with action. We didn't play with dolls. Well, back then we didn't. Today's a new day.
Yep.
But we were playing with action figures. And my action figure, I had G.I. Joe. I had the black G.I. Joe. And
his hair was
you should have seen what they made the hair out of for poor G.I. Joe.
Didn't he have a beard, too?
He had a beard. I had, G.I. Joe. But I love G.I. Joe. He had on his army gear, by the way, Michael. He had on his fatigues, and it was
incredible. Only way
so
to
you
go.
Loved... Yeah, so that was G.I. Joe. But believe it or not, when I was a kid, I wanted – there was the guy that jumped over all the with the motorcycle, Evil Knievel.
Evil Knievel.
Right.
Yeah. And I wanted my friend Chung Ho down the street had Evil Knievel. And he used to play with his Evil Knievel, and I was playing with G.I. Joe. And so you bring back great memories, Michael.
Yeah.
Great
and
memories.
Then we played Rock'em Sock'em. And the big wheel.
Remember them, too. Woo. Oh, and the big wheel.
Right.
Oh, man, I remember because a little kid down the street, Jeffrey, that was his name. He had one.
Yeah.
When
that
it
was one of the
most
good old days. All right. Okay. All right. So sounds good. So I'm tossing it back, Michael. Okay. Thank you, Michael, for that. Number three.
Sound like a plan.
Like a toy collection.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I cannot wait. I mean, with Nicole, we've been through skis in Dubai.
And Dubai.
Yeah, yeah. So what else is next, Nicole? What's your number four?
Number three.
Yeah.
And my number three is I would like to learn sign language.
Wow.
I would like to be able to learn and be so good that I'm able to interpret and be able to communicate with people that are hearing impaired. Now, I actually work with students that have special needs, and I think that it would be a great addition to know how to sign.
Wow.
So it's something that I just want to do.
Well, that is incredible.
Would love to do.
And I could just see Nicole Marie back there behind the president signing speech and going all off track.
Okay.
A whole other story than what the president is saying. I can see it now. You know, listen, I just think, first of all, how altruistic to be concerned with folks who are hearing impaired. And how they understand and to be part of the communication process for them to facilitate that.
Very important.
Very important. So I am just blown away. Mm-hmm.
Sounds great to me. I had that fine opportunity, as we call it in the Army, to learn sign language.
Wow.
Back late 70s, early 80s, before I went in the Army.
Okay.
I studied sign language.
Wow.
I studied it. I went to several college classes for it.
Wow. So you guys can communicate.
Right.
This is true.
Wow.
Yeah, it's such a... The way it's so beautiful, the sign language, and the signs make sense once you start to study and you start to understand. Sometimes I used to have people that actually thought I was hearing impaired. Because I'd be signing to somebody else.
Yeah.
And I remember I scared one person one day on the subway back in Philly.
Wow.
And I was signing to somebody and waved bye to them. And I think the person went to do something, and I started talking to him.
Oh, my.
And the person just jumped. They're like, what? You can talk? Well, yeah.
Wow.
So, but that
okay.
was beautiful.
I can see why Nicole Marie wants to learn the sign.
Yeah.
Nicole Marie,
and Michael,
that's your number six.
When I start learning, I'll call you and we'll practice. We'll have to do a Zoom or FaceTime or something so we can practice.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Straight number three, learning to sign Nicole Marie.
Now, Carrie, moving on, what is your number three? We had
my
you visiting Paris and your family. What's next?
Yes, exactly. My number three is something that I've already done, but I want to do again real soon. And that is, I want to complete my next book. And something that has really, I have How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, as you guys know, and several other things that I've written and done for other folks as well. That's part of what we do at Hair Radio. But I want to publish a book to help other folks publish books and to promote their books. And I always get a lot of folks asking me about our aspect of publishing and stuff, and I want to be, I think I was encouraged to pull together a whole series of books. If I didn't, and I want to, that is my ongoing retirement career, if you will. I'll just be writing, churning out one book after the next. So, you know, you'll always have Carrie and my legacy around. That's my number three. Is to write my next book.
Yeah, that definitely is a worthy, very worthy thing, because that's leaving a legacy, and a lot of people never get a chance to leave a legacy. You write a book, and that book will be around the next, 500 years?
Longer.
Yeah, longer, yeah. I mean, that's the... We still read hieroglyphics, so I mean, it is perfect.
Thank you, Michael.
That is absolutely wonderful. I love that, Carrie. I have been a co-author in two books, but I would definitely see how that's valuable and would love to actually know how to do it myself.
Oh, awesome. Wow. We might have
a new project,
you know, on the horizon. Awesome.
Most definitely.
Wow.
Yes.
Now you can see why that's my number three. All right. And that's to write my next book, my next bestseller, as we say here at Hair Radio. And that's what we've been doing. If you guys out there are just kind of tuning in, we're at number two today on our countdown of our bucket list items, our top five bucket list items, with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins and me, Carrie Hines. Number two, we're going to ask Michael Hopkins, what's at number two for Michael?
Oh, now, this number two, this one, you guys will not see this one coming on my number two. Believe it or not, I want a truck collection of old trucks. Believe it or not, you know, real trucks, big trucks, little trucks, domestic trucks, military trucks. That's something I've always dreamed about.
Okay. You want to create a truck. Okay. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One of the things, you know, like along with the truck thing, and it just fits right in it, I want to get my CDL for truck and for bus.
All right.
I know that seems kind of odd. I just like old trucks. You know, old tractor trailers, the kind of trucks we grew up with, 50s, 60s, 70s, into the 80s. Pickup trucks, old pickup trucks, and military vehicles, the kind I used to ride in the military, 2.5-ton trucks, 5 tons, tractor trailers.
Okay. Interesting.
It's just something, I don't know how to explain it to you guys, but it's something about the smell in the inside of those old vehicles, and they ride rough, and you got to manhandle them. You almost got to be Hercules to drive them.
Well, now, we don't say manhandle anymore. We say person handle.
Okay, person handle.
Politically correct.
Politically correct. Oh, yeah. But it's fun driving them. It really is.
All right. Sounds good to
me. Now, Michael, I'm a little surprised that you said truck collection, because you're always going to different car shows and posting different cars and so forth. So I thought that you would say car collection, which is sports car and all the other little the pictures that you post of the car.
Well, we're not going to see, because that might be next on his list. So we're going to let him stay with his truck collection for now.
Okay.
Sounds good so far.
All right. Well, listen, I am just blown away at the idea of a truck collection for Michael Hopkins. I'm just really blown away. I think this is awesome, and I think most of us would like a brand-new truck. I'd like a new truck outside my door, too, but not the whole collection. But one red, shiny truck would be great, pickup style, like I'm in the South, pickup style.
Yes.
All right. Yes. So I can see. Good choice, Michael Hopkins. I'm tossing it back to you.
Oh, yes. And let's see. Dubai, skis, family.
Yeah.
What's next on your list?
For the Polaroid, yeah.
Yeah.
Next on my list is I want to attend a Wimbledon tennis match. I am a tennis fan. I actually play tennis myself, and I would just love to travel to London and attend a Wimbledon match. Now, I would love to see Venus and Serena because I love them, but just being there at a match, watching anyone there, just being in the mist, in the atmosphere, that's what I want to do.
Wow. Oh, my. A Wimbledon tennis
match.
Yeah, Wimbledon. You want to go to do the Wimbledon. I love that you, Nicole Marie, are a tennis fan, and I know that your daughter takes tennis lessons.
Yeah.
And, see, I remember that, and you fans out there now know that, too. And I think that is great. I had the chance in New York because they – do this thing. I think it was the Virginia Slims. I forget. I think that's what it was. I'm not sure. But I went to a tennis match, and for the first time in my life, so I got a chance to see. They have what they do here in New York. They do a seasonal thing where you get to come out and work those. People had jobs.
Okay.
I have friends who worked that every time it came each year. And so I got a chance to go to the tennis match. And yes, our heads look in unison and one direction than the other. Boop, 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 boop. So I could see where number two for you, Nicole Marie, is all about the tennis ball.
Yes.
All right. Well, and I didn't even know. Nicole Marie, I didn't even know you were involved in the tennis realm. I didn't even know that. Yeah. Wow, I have learned something new.
See, learned that's something what this new. Is all about. Yeah, that's what this
and
is all about.
You know, Terry, I might have to change my list. that tennis thing is, I mean, it is interesting. I'd have to, you know, put my neck in check a little bit, you know, with the arthritis. I'd have to just look a little slower than anybody else and everybody. But, no, it looks fascinating to me just to, it's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
They train very hard for that. And it's a lot of coordination, you know, hand coordination, and it's strategy too. Tennis is a strategy.
Absolutely. Well, I can see, because I know that Nicole Marie is one of the biggest strategists out there. So I can see why that's number two on her list today.
Oh,
Nicole
Marie,
we're talking about that to you. Yes.
All right. Now, Carrie, next up is your number two. What's next?
Well, my number two, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and all the fans out there, my number two is to create a documentary that I call Radiomentary. And that is where we kind of talk about, it's now the style is everybody does a documentary. And for those of you who may not be as familiar, documentary is where a person, it could be whatever it is, they're telling a story. And there are many different styles. You guys got to Google the word documentary. There are many different styles of documentary. Some feature close-up testimonials, others just someone telling a story with pictures. There's so many different things. So I'm intrigued and fascinated by the idea of doing a documentary on my life and sharing that with all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So that's my number two. My number two is a documentary.
Oh, yeah, that's excellent. I mean, that's just another way of leaving a legacy.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Hopkins. Wow.
That would be an amazing story. Yes, most definitely. Just everything that has gone on in your life and how, you know, everything has come to be. Oh, that would be just an amazing story. You have to do that, Terry. You have to do that.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. And so we are down to, okay, we need a drum roll for this.
Uh-oh, drum roll, please.
Number one. But before we get there, we want to remind everybody what you've been listening to is a countdown of our top five bucket list items with Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines. And with a quick review before we get to number one. At number five for Michael Hopkins was to fly a plane. Number four, a guitar collection. Number three, a toy collection. Lots of collections for Michael Hopkins. And his number two choice, of course, another type of collection, a truck collection. And so real nice choices. We're going to get to Michael with his number one top bucket list item of all time in just a bit. Nicole Marie, her number five, a ski trip. Number four was Dubai, a visiting Dubai. Number three, learning to sign language. And number two for our own Nicole Marie, Wimbledon, visiting Wimbledon, and taking in one of those great tennis matches. For me, Carrie Hines, well, kind of like Nicole Marie, I wanted to travel. Top of my top five list. On my countdown, number five was to go to Paris, France, to go back to Europe. It's been many years since I've traveled there, and I've been several times overseas, but I would love to go back. At number four, I wanted to do another trip, but this time not so far, to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to visit family. Family I haven't seen since I've been doing the Hair Radio Morning Show for you guys. I'm going to blame you guys out there. Number three on my list. It's definitely something that I will get to, and that is my next book, my next bestseller that you guys have inspired.
two on my list, write a documentary. So along the same idea. And what's interesting, as we get to the top of this number one list, guys, and Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, have you guys noticed anything that surprised you about, before we get to our number one, was there anything that surprised you about learning about some of our bucket list items? Like, to me, I found it fascinating that of Michael's list, I think three items so far were all collections that he wanted to kind of assemble and put together.
Right.
I found that to be fascinating.
Right.
Nicole Marie.
I was most surprised by the guitar collection.
The guitar that he, that was surprising too. I didn't know he had the music gene. So we're going to have to, we're going to have to hear some of this. We really are. And it's nice that you inspired your son, Michael, to play as well. So great stories. And like Michael flying a plane, I want to get on a plane, but I don't want to fly. But Michael, you can fly me over to Paris. I'll take that. And Nicole Marie, what can I say? I mean, of course, learning sign language is something that is super, super incredible. And what a great item to have on your top five and to be something that you accomplish. And that's something that's not far-reaching. You can start these bucket list items today. Today. And so great items, everybody. And now, what you've all been waiting for, the number ones from Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and me, Kerry Hines. What is the number one item on our bucket list that we're going to talk about? Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Wow. My number one thing, and actually Nicole had guessed it, my number one thing is that I want a classic car collection. My wife and I
do another collection.
My wife and I have always dreamed about having a classic car collection with at least 40 cars in it.
Oh, wow.
Always dreamed about that. And most of the cars, they'll be like old hot rods because that's something I'm just really into. I've been into that ever since I've been a teenager.
Wow.
Old hot rods from the 50s and the 60s and even into the 70s. It's just something I've always loved. And, it's just one of those things. Classics, old Cadillacs, Buicks, Oldsmobiles, Pontiacs. Even, what's that one? Studebakers, 44s, that's one of my favorites. 40 and 41 Fords, old Chevrolets from the 50s, from the 60s, even like earlier, Model Ts, Model As. They're just so much a part of our history. And I just love looking at those cars and touching them and sitting in them and the old smells and all that.
We get the picture here, okay.
Oh,
good choices, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Now, Michael, like I said, I had already brought that up when we were back on number two, so I can definitely see this.
Yeah. We all can.
I can see your car collection, yes. Definitely. So I'm not surprised about your number one.
All right. Well, listen, I am. Because I said, well, Michael is not going to go with the cars. I thought about it for a moment. I said, no, he's got a toy collection, a truck collection, and we probably should have figured. See, I thought he was going to go for a train collection. He talked about planes.
Oh.
He talked about all kinds of methods of travel.
Right.
He really did. So I thought he was going to go the train route. He didn't. He went to the classic car route.
Yes.
So real interesting. Michael, great choice. Okay. Well, I'm very impressed. Michael, I'm tossing it back to you.
Okay. Oh, I'll tell you one thing. I want to see Nicole Marie top my car collection. I can't wait. let's see your top my car collection.
Well, my number one is a little different. It's not any type of collection. Mine is also another travel venture. And I want to go to Africa.
Ooh.
And I want to go on an African safari and then tour around Africa to different places.
Wow.
Okay. Right. I didn't see that coming. I guess you did beat me out, didn't you?
At all. African safari, Nicole Marie.
Yeah.
African safari, yes.
That is incredible that you're number one, which, yeah, I think that's awesome. You know, so you want to be out there with the animals and all of that, the safaris out there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and we want to
And then I want to tour the country, yes.
Yeah, you want the continent of Africa.
Experience the culture, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Because what I want to make sure folks know, there are lots of different countries over there in Africa. And and it's not all, even though we have a lot of safari areas there, and it really is the mecca for that, they're quite, you know, industrialized, just like here in America. We don't want folks thinking that that's all that's there. So it's
exactly.
not the Tarzan type movie, folks. It is
an incredible society,
and it's an incredible continent with all kinds of earthly riches. So we love Africa. We shout out our fans and our Hair Radio Africa
most
folks.
Most definitely. Yes.
While you're there, you can visit Ghana and Nigeria and Egypt and South Africa and north, east side
so
of Africa.
So many places to visit.
You know, Kenya and go over across the diaspora of the continent of Africa. All right.
I definitely want to go for Ghana and Nigeria. I know those two.
Me too. Well, you know what? This is time for you to start. They've got those, but they've got a whole lot more out there. So time to Google. Okay. So I'm tossing it back to you, Nicole Marie. That's incredible. Number one. Okay.
All right, Carrie. Up to your number one. What's next?
Oh, I am the – okay. And I guess I get to say the final word here.
Yes.
My final choice. All right. Well, listen, first of all, I want to say again, it has been awesome to do this with each of you. I've learned a lot that I didn't know.
Yes.
I didn't know these things. And to know that you're inspiring the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show to not wait to make it a bucket list item, but to pursue these dreams and make them into reality each and every day. And we're a reminder to do that right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So my number one today, and that is something that I'm passionate about for the hair and beauty community. It has always been my dream to establish a retirement community, a retirement home that is set up for people who have contributed part of their careers or their careers and given so much to the hair and beauty industry. And so that's what I'd like to do, a retirement home or a retirement community for the hair and beauty folks. And so I'm looking to do that. That's my dream, to establish that.
That would work.
Wow.
That would definitely work. That right there, Carrie, I mean, that's something that nobody has, that I know of, has gone in that type of direction for the hair and beauty industry.
Thank you. Pretty much.
You know, I've never seen anybody go in that direction with that.
Thank you.
I think it would work.
And I'm going to do just that. I have a plan already that's in motion to set that up. Interesting.
Great. Now, Carrie, I must say for your top five list.
Yes.
I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. Number five down to number two. I wasn't surprised because that's definitely you. Getting to know you, those things right there are definitely you. And even number one, I'm surprised just because, okay, retirement community, but I'm not surprised because it's you. Because everything you do is new, on the cutting edge, it's organic, it's different, it's creative, and that's what you always create.
Thank you.
So I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised.
Oh, thank you. I think that's a great idea.
The retirement community is a great idea.
Thank you very much. It would give me great joy to continue my journey.
Yeah.
So I want to say thank you to all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, as well as my incredible colleagues right here. We're talking with the one and only Miss Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines, out of Brooklyn, New York. I just want to say again, thank you guys out there for joining us. And shouting out the fans of the Upscale Magazine Radio and all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show and fans all over the world. We'll see you next time.